Today, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Zvachim, and today we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Hey. Kotche Goyim, Karbanos of Goyim, non-Jews, Ein Chayav Nalei Mishum Pigul Nosu V'Tameh. They're not subject to Pigul Nosu V'Tameh. V'ashok them b'chutz pater, and if you shech them outside of the base of Mikdash, you're not going to be Chayav Karis. Divra Meir. Rabbi Yossi Mechayav, Rabbi Yossi says that you are Chayav Karis for all those things, even if it does a carbon that belongs to a non-Jew. Says the Mishnah, Dvarim Shein Chayav Nalei Mishum Pigul, things that are not subject to pigul, like all the things we had mentioned earlier in the parak, you know, the carbonos mincha and the log shemesh, that's all those things. They may not be pigul, but they are subject to noser and to tameh, chutz min adam, except for dam, which is not subject to karis for pigul or for noser or for tameh. Rabbi Shimon says that you're chayv karis for eating things while you're tameh, bedover shedark on lehe ochel, if it's something that's normal to eat, like the comets of the Karban Mincha, because that's flour. But the wood or the lavona, which is a spice that would get burnt, or the ktores, you're not going to be chayiv mishum tuma on those things, because those are not things that are darko le'echol. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, l'shem shishadvar mazevach nizbach. A carbon is shechted for six things, meaning you have to have six kavanas. L'shem zevach, that it's for the particular type of carbon that it is. L'shem that it's for the person who's the bailam of that carbon. L'shem Hashem, you're doing it for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as a carbon to Hashem. L'shem Ishim, with the intent to burn parts of it on the Mizbeach, the appropriate parts. L'shem Reach, that it should produce a proper Reach for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'shem Nichoach, that it should be something that Hashem is pleased with. V'achatas V'ashem, L'shem Chet. And by Achatas Nashem, you also have to have in mind the particular Aveira that you bring the Achatas Nashem for. Amar Rabbi Yossi, af mishalo hayabaliba l'shem echem mikalelu, even if you didn't have any of these things in mind, kosher shoots and I bezin, because it's automatic, it's assumed, sheinu machshava halechas ela achara oved, because the machshava only is going to affect whether it's kosher or not when the person is doing the avoda, not the owner of the carbon, having whatever machshava he wants, is irrelevant. So if the person shechting the carbon, or the kohen doing the kabbalah, the zrika, the halacha, the shchita, the kabbalah, the zrika, the halacha, that kind of thing, and that's where he had a bad machshava, that would pass the carbon, but the owner of the carbon doesn't have that right, so to speak, to pass the carbon. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we said that Kotche Goyim is a machlokas tanaim. Rav Meir holds that they're not subject to pigul nosar v'tamei or even chayiv karis for shechting b'chutz, whereas Rabbi Yossi says it is. Things that are not subject to pigul can be subject to nosar and tamei, except for dam. And Rabbi Shimon says that you're only chayiv for having machshava to be ochel chutz l'zmana when it's something that's dark on the ochel. But eitzim levonu k'taris, you're not chayiv mishum tum nachutz l'zmana, only subject to tumah when it's something that's dark ole achel. And then Mishnah Vav, we said that there are six things the bailam of carbon is supposed to have in mind, that it's for this particular carbon, it's for this particular shecht person who's bringing the carbon, it's for the Shem Hashem, it's to have the things on the that are supposed to be burnt, it should be a proper reyach, it should be a pleasant aroma to Hashem. And if it's a carbon for an aveira, you have to have in mind the aveira. Rios, he says, even if you don't have any of those things in mind, it's automatic. Machshava is only relevant when it comes to the oved, not when it comes to the bailim of the carbon. Next time we'll pick up with the fifth parak of Masechet Zvachim.